of the Yisraelis and then some of the Lamaisa. Okay, so we have the Mishnah Chaval from Beis. The Mishnah says, Beisame says this person cannot be Mechim Mayim Raglov unless the Roy L'Shtia, which as it says means from Yishalmi, means not that the Roy L'Shtia means that you're actually planning to drink. You're going to be drinking from it. And then it's Mutter based on the rule of being Marbib Rishiloi. And Beis Hillel says it's Mutter. And then the Mishnah says that Oysen of Madura, the Scham and Kenegdo, you ought to make a Madura. So the Swar Madura, the Gemara declares that maybe Beis Sham would repeat to that, i.e., that's like a Chol Nefesh Mamish. It's not. So Beis Hillel is being marked based on the Swar of Mitoich. That's how the Tosis understands Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Hillel is marked based on the Swar of Mitoich. And this is Beis Sham Beis Hillel, and you have in the first parak, when the Torah asked that Chol Nefesh wasn't. Try that again. The Torah was Matar Echol Nefesh, was the Torah Matar specifically only Echol Nefesh Mamish? Or even the other usages of these Malachas for Yomta purposes? So that's, Bishami says it's only Echol Nefesh Mamish, and therefore to heat up the water, to make a fire, or to heat up water, which are two Malachas of Havorah, the Malachas of Bishul, and Yomta for the purpose of. For Rechitza, that's not Echol Nefesh, and it's also. It still says it's Mutar based on the Torah Mitar. Tosfos then says Dafka l'raglov, but the Chol Gufa, it's Imei Sil agrees that it's Osir, and that's clear. That's Pashas, that's clear in the Mishnah. It says l'raglov, so it's specifically the raglov, and not more than that. And Tosfos says because not Shabbat l'chol nefesh, and that's the Yisoid in Malachos l'chol nefesh. That the more it's the more in Ksubas in the first parak. The Gemara says the Midarshin Ach Asher Yeochel l'chol nefesh. It has to be something which is shavuot l'chol nefesh. Then it's mutter. It's not shavuot l'chol nefesh. It's awesome. That seems to be Tosfos' diak from the Mishnah. We hear the Mishnah says l'raglav, but the betzim that diak alone is a difficult diak because you could learn that maybe the Mishnah is saying it mishamai. That Shammai is saying that even just l'raglav, the kol gufa for sure you can't do. Maybe l'raglav that's mutter. No, even l'raglav is awesome. So maybe a chapter of the raglov is a chidur of Beis Shammai. Who said it's a chidur? It's a limitation heter Beis Hillel. But the truth is, the makor really for it is a Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos.
Makor for Shita Tosfos here.
Yeah. Is a sugya in Shabbos. The Mishnah over there in Shabbos says a story over there with the Anche Tiverio that they decided to make. This is a great idea. They're going to run the water of the Tiberia wasn't necessarily drinkable, but it was warm. So the Chamei Tiberia. So they ran a pipe of fresh water from the source through the Chamei Tiberia, and it came out the other end. So now you had fresh hot water. It's heated. So the mission says it was also to do that. It was Chazal answered it, and they said that if it was a case of Shabbos. You deal with it like Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos, and it's also Berchitzu B'Shtiyah. If the case was did it on Yom Tov, you deal with it like Maim Shulchan B'Yom Tov, that they're also Berchitzu and they're Mutter B'Shtiyah. That's what Mishnah says. And so what was the case? This Berchitzu case that we're talking about, what was the case? If the case was Kol Gufay, so you're saying, oh, you know why it's also Kol Gufay? Because it's like Maim Shulchan B'Shabbos. And Shabbos, you can't do rechitza of Kol Gufay, even mine, which is Hukum Erev Shabbos. So it can't be a case of Kol Gufay. So the more Elamai was a case of Panayat of Raglov. So he's saying Panayat of Raglov. So Panayat of Raglov by Shabbos, Allah is mine, which is heated Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to use on Shabbos to wash Panayat of Raglov. Mine, which is heated on Shabbos, even Beheter, you may not use to wash Panayat of Raglov on Shabbos. But what's the second half? It says, and Yom Tov. It's mutter b'shtiyah, it's also b'rechitza. You're allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov for the purpose of panayot of raglav. That's the Mora's cash. So Mora says, so what's you know, Elamai, it's a stam, it's like b'shamah. Beis Hillel said, it's mutter. So Mora says that the case over here was being doing shtifas gufay, pouring water over the body, and that's b'chogas tanoyim. If this were rechitza, their rechitza was done in a bath, right? And but maybe shtifas gufay, I mean mishtatev is different. And then more so that's machlokes tanoim. We're talking about that case. We'll get back to that. But so there, Tosfos comes along and says that it's only the raga, but the sarka kufa, it's also to heat up water on Yom Tov. How do I know? Because the more daf memam at Aleph, it's the Tosfos in Lama Tesim and Beis and Shabbos. Because the more daf memam at Aleph says that they, the law is that there goes on Zeya be Yom Tov, you can't be Amazin be Yom Tov, because you might come to do Rechitz on Yom Tov. So Tosfos, if you tell me that Rechitz on Yom Tov is not also Midaraisa, right? You tell me that the issue of Rechitz is heating up water, it's not also the Raisa, how can I make a Gzeiras Zeya also Gzeiras Rechitz? It's Mukhrach that the Torah says that heating up water for the purpose of washing your whole body is an issue of the Raisa. So what Shat Beis Hillel says about? There must be, there's a difference between Raglov and Kol Gufa. So that's Tosfos Makar over here. They're saying that the Raisa is a Tosfos over here because the Rambam Taka learns up the Mishnah Bey, and it's the Rabbana. Again, so the Rambam learns up to the Mishnah. Tosfos is coming to prove the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam comes along and says that the Midaraisa, there's no issue of heating up water on Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel, Rechitz is called Gufa. A person can wash his Midaraisa, a person can heat up water on Yom Tov to wash his whole body, and wash his whole body on Yom Tov without a problem. Midaraisa. It's also Midarabonah, Xeris Merchitz. It goes into the Sugya of Shabbos and Avmem. They made Xeris Merchitz, that since what's Xeris Merchitz? That the Bali Merchitz for heating up water on Shabbos for people to wash it in the Merchitz. And they asked Yom Tov Otter Shabbos.
Even though it's mutter to wash the Shabbos.
See, even though and Yom Tov Midaraisa, it's mutter to heat up water for the purpose. So what are they doing wrong? They're making a fire. You're not making a fire. Warming the water. You're not warming the water. There's nothing wrong. If the Bali Americans would go Midaraisa and Yom Tov and do what they were doing, they'd be mutter 100%. But they made a gezeiros Merchatz. Rambam says they asked Yom Tov Otter Shabbos. Tosfos says that we're going to come along. Tosfos feels not me stubborn to say that they made Xeris Yom Tov Otter Shabbos. So must be that Merchatz by Yom Tov is his own problem. Well, if it's Rabbanan, it can't be his own problem. You're not going to make Xeris Zeya Otter Merchatz. Merchatz is only the Rabbanan. So must be Merchatz is the rice. So what's Merchatz is the rice? It means heating a border that's Sarah Kunkufai is also the rice. And part of it is different. Then Tosfos goes a step further. Yeah, with me? Everybody's with me? Yeah? Everybody's with me? Yes?
I need to ask for me a shayla. Yeah. Whenever we brought in the Gemara Shabbos, it was just in order to bring out Tosfos. But so far, we just bring Tosfos.
I'm just talking to Tosfos.
Two Tosfos then we have.
Two Tosfos
over here and Tosfos.
Can I get a Rambam?
And a Rambam, okay.
Then Tosfos says, okay, I have to imagine one more thing. So it's a verk in the Gemara that Zeya Betzim is mutter on Yom Tov. It means I'm allowed to go on Yom Tov and heat up the water to do Zeya. Which is, it wasn't just on his toe. It wasn't just on his foot, it was for the body. But I'm telling you, Zeya is also Gzeya because you might do Rechitz on the whole body. So Rechitz is called Gufa, is also on Yom Tov. Zeya is called Gufa, is mutter on Yom Tov, manish down. So Tosfos says, you're forced to say that there's a difference between that Zeya is Shabbat Hilachot Nefesh, the Enel Tanug El Lebrius. Zeya was done for health purposes, and Rechitz's Kol Gufa was done for Tainush. That's what Tosfos says. Okay? Whether you liked it or not, that's your problem, that's what Tosfos says. Okay? I didn't ask you to like it, I asked you to understand, that's what Tosfos says. Okay. It's a real problem. I mean, it's interesting, just, you know, and the Sugya of Aaron Shabbos, the Ramban says, I don't understand. Zeya is clear in the Gemara that Zeya is meeker than his mutter. To say that Zeya is mutter and Rechitz is also not mistabra to me, that the Rambam. To say that you call Rechitz is called Zeya is called Gufa, heat water for Zeya is called Gufa is called Shem Lechol Nefesh. And Rechitz is called Gufa is not mistabra. To say that Medic Zeya Yom Tov Otter Shabbos, you know, that for sure I don't understand either. So I don't understand this Gemara. It says, Lord, be your time in the middle. So at the end of the day, I don't understand this whole Sugya why. Panamari Rakhla is mutter, Kalkufa is osir, Xe is osir, America is osir. I don't understand anything the Rabban says, I don't understand also. Okay, that's an important Rabban over there. He doesn't understand. So I think what the Rambam and the Tosfos are doing is that they're mutchering a sugya. Either you're left with one, you have two doichet you'll be left with. Even you're left with a doichet to tell you that it's Xe is yant about Shabbos. Which in general, we usually don't not we're not going to Yom Tov Otter Shabbos. they say that so much is meeker than mutter and yantar al tzaychol nefesh. Where we guys just say, don't cook a yantar tzaychol nefesh. Yantar al tzaychol. No, tzaychol nefesh is mutter. We don't do that. You know, punk this tzaychol nefesh. We say not. You know, not mistaker. Elamai. So that's the daichik of the Rambam pshat. And the daichik of the Tosfos pshat is that you come on with this new kinetz, the different things there, and rechis is called gufay and put it in a baraglav. That's also funny. So you left. It's a question of the lesser of the two evils. Which one you're willing to stomach? That's going to seem to be like a Tosfos in the Rambam.
Or what's that?
Zay is a shritz bath. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's also awesome. No?
What?
Libet Anas is also awesome. Zay is also Libet Anas, no?
We're not passing with Zay right now. If you want, you also might say you want to go to a son, you'll come back to me now. Now there's a rash over here in also in Shabbos on the sugya. He brings Tesa Shita. He says Rechitz Kol Gufa is Pamach is Ena Shabbos L'Chol Nefesh. That's also the Raisa. Rechitz is Kol Gufa Aver Min Raisa is Mutter. Min Raisa, that's Mutter. If I do call go for aver, that's it's just I can heat up water to wash one aver. Okay, I wash one aver. I want to heat up water to wash another aver. I can do that too. Pana bit of rag, if he's assuming his lav daf, pana bit of rag. It means any aver in the body. This is the bir halacha and tafkif yud aleph is pana bit of rag of daf. It means any aver in the body. He comes at the end of the day. He was nice to the chumrin. He says, "Be'achka matzasi rash, but mesat b'shabbos." He's referring to this rash, but the rash says it's lav dafka. So again, in a case of certain cases, women have to wash themselves, etc., for different srochim. So we're semach on the sheet over here, which says that any aver is mutter on yom tiv. Heat up water on yom tiv for the purpose of any aver is mutter. Zat the rash, so being rech is kol gufa aver mirabon and it's also gzeir. So they ask it. Aver, a gzeira also doing rechitza kol gufa, which is the rice according to this. Okay, with me so far.
Kol gufa means mamish kol gufa.
Rive, 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 rive.
You're probably going to end up using more water when you heat up each one individually for aver.
Does it mean shita heat up for people? Does not matter. Aver. Does it matter if you're pouring it on or you're going in?
Should make a difference, options. The guy with this shouldn't make a difference. You know, the guy with Zeres Americas, there's a difference because Zeres Americas was tefillah, wasn't shtifa. So, but the guy with this issue, the derisa levels, it wouldn't be any issue. So, whatever's going to be also derisa, so you're going to make a zero.
So, you heat up the water. If you heat up the water, then it's the same. Either you're heating up the same water, but if you,
so now the Rashba comes along and asks the question. That so it's an interesting question. I mean, the Chernim asks the question, so Betz and the Rashba touches on it. Okay, so like this. We know Riba Bishurim is mutter or not. Riba Bishurim means, let's say I want to put up a pot of water. And so if I take that pot of water and before I put it on the fire, I put more water in. And so when I put it on the fire, I'm putting more than I actually need for Yom Tov. I can't cook a Yom Tov after Yom Tov. I would love to have hot water for right after Yom Tov. But can't cook a yom tov. But Terrence says, I'm having a cup of tea anyway, so who asked me to put up, 10 ounces of water? I'll put up 50 ounces of water, 100 ounces of water. As long as it's one mice and putting it on the fire, it's mutter. And yom tov, even mishurim is mutter. So, you're allowed to heat up water for the tzarech panav yad v'rag. So, heat up a lot of water and then use it for your whole body. So, how the tzarech should be also the rice, he says. If meter ice, the panav yad v'rag is mutter. So how's it shy if you should be able to... It's never shy if you have a case. It's an ulcer because Rebbe Yishrim is water. So I'm heating more water. Now you do my whole body with it. Terence says, once you're being mechavin, l'shem, rechitz is called gufa. That's why you're heating it. It's a different mice. You're heating it for the rechitz is called gufa. Not for panavet of arab. And the kavana defines malach as vayamtiv, a moshe. A person cooks on yamtiv, you don't cook on yamtiv. You cook for a goy, you're mechai malchus. So the rice to cook for a goy on yamtiv. Same ma'isa, but I had kavanah for the. I planned to cook for the guy. It's awesome. I cook on yom tov for after yom tov. I cook at 10 o'clock in the morning. A person goes and he cooks something. His kavanah, he's cooking for after yom tov. So, according to one number, you get malchus. Other number, so you don't get malchus because the ma'isa you might be able to use it for yom tov. But inside your kavanah, you can be kaveya that it's. In other words, kavanah defines what the malach is. So, a person's doing it. The tzarech rechitz is called gufay. It's not a ma'isa of an echol nefesh, which is mutter. It's a ma'isa of an echol nefesh, which is. It's not shavu l'chol nefesh. It's a ma'isa which is done be'isser, so it's also the whole thing is also.
But nechlal in your chitzis kol gufay is part of Yonah Raglav. And
when you, you got it, when that's you, what I just said. Yes.
So when you're mechavin to cook for a guy, you're not mechavin. You're not cooking for a yid. When you're mechavin to wash kol gufa, you're also at the same time you're mechavin to some of your kavanah is for echol nefesh because you're going to have the hana of the arvur aglov. Okay, I don't know.
Okay. So we have machlokes in the Rambam and the Tosis. What is the issur of the issur? Is the issur drabanan? Is it the raisu? So one of the questions which comes up, of course, is how do we deal with nowadays? What is the status of nowadays? Because nowadays the argument goes, and Mr. Shlomo Zalman raises this in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, that nowadays people wash their bodies regularly. They wash their bodies regularly called gufa. So maybe nowadays it's called shabbat called nefesh. So that's an interesting argument. So Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, he quotes Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman remained as a question with that issue. He raises the question, and he remains with the question. There's a Pnei Yeshua on the Tosis. It's a very important Pnei Yeshua in the set of the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. So we know that there's a Gemara in Ksuvos. The Gemara in Ksuvos in the first parak says the Drasha Daf of Shavu L'chol Nefesh is Mutter, not Shavu L'chol Nefesh is Asur. If I'm doing something which most people benefit, well, consider a valid need, I'm allowed to do it. If it's not, I'm not allowed to do it. The Morse gives an example. The Morse says that a person would take incense and he would put it on the fire to make a nice smell in the house. Most people don't really feel a need to do that. They don't. That's not something which they do. People which are mefunakim and they're very affected by smell and it bothers them very much, they're makbet to make these things, make them sure the house smells nice, etc. So they do that. The Morse, that's also to do the raisa on Yom Tov, because not shavu l'chol nefesh. Most people don't need this. It's not something which is needed across the board. That's the example of Morgan. Morris says, okay, if that be true, so a person would want to shecht a tzvi, and eat a tzvi on Yom Tov. For most people don't shecht a tzvi. So the Chari Yishmi also says, not Shabbat Chol Nefesh. Morris says, no, tzvi, the pshat is, we don't shecht tzvi because we're not available. It's expensive, it's difficult, etc. But if I had tzvi available, I said, okay, I need tzvi. I don't know, venison tastes good. So I need tzvi as a deer. Now, I haven't read venison, I can't tell you, but let's just, you know, if they'd be selling it over here in the store at the regular price, maybe one time we'd consider eating it. I don't know, why not try it? Maybe it tastes good, I don't know. I have nothing against it. It's shovel kol nefesh betzim, just practically never happens. But over here, you are betzim, it's a certain nature of person which needs this. So, the question comes up in the following two scenarios. One is refuah. If I'm doing a malacha, the tzarech achal on Yom Tov. Malacha is achal nefesh, the tzarech achal. I want to carry medicine outside. There's no eruv. Shusaram deraisa. I want to carry medicine. Not life-threatening situation, but he's a chayla. You know, I want to carry on Yom Tov. So the guy needs his antibiotics. So he sticks his antibiotics in his pocket and takes him to the shul through shusaram deraisa. He's walking through Times Square. Okay, you know. He has other problems besides that. Okay. But, right, Shusharab and Dereis, you know, Thor Shusharab. So, is it mutter or not? So, the Pshima Gadol comes along and says, Hutsaw, it's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh, it's only for Chaylim. Only Chaylim carry medicine. Well, any person could be a Chaylim. So, do you look at a Chaylim as a different group? We look at Munogim, who like, you know, who are very makbet on smells, as a separate group. It's not Shabbat Chol Nefesh. One of the famous, so the Prima Gadol raises it as a possibility. Everybody theoretically needs refuah when it's necessary. The Maisa we pass in out to Prima Gadol, Mishabura passes out to Prima Gadol, that a chayla is called Enishav L'chol Nefesh. Because it's only for people which are, a separate group called people which are ill. What about smoking? Smoking on Yom Tov. Now, I tell you, nowadays, a lot of poskim, nowadays, you know, it's a hot topic. No pun intended. Right? Smoking on Yom Tov. What was the issue? The issue when it first started, the issue was it's not Shabbat L'chol Nefesh. In the beginning, you know, yeah, the people which, you know, the Munogim would go and have a cigarette. The average person didn't have a cigarette. Who could afford a cigarette, you know? Right?
What?
The people which were rich people and had liked the fancy smell of a cigarette, you know. The cigar, you know.
It smells good.
It's, you know. Right. Comes on the Pnei Shul, Pnei Shul says like this. Let's learn the Tosfos. Tosfos came along and says that Zeya is Mutter and Rechitza is Os. Because Zeya is, sorry, Brius and Rechitza is Latanik. He says, so what does that mean? That Chazal went out there and they made a count. So there's 100,000 people out there and they counted, okay? 50,001. Okay, now Shem Lechol Nefesh is Mutter. Was that what Chazal did? No, about or not. Chazal came along and said, someone in the Tzarek breathes, everybody needs to be healthy. You don't need, somebody who's sick, he's a Chayla. But to maintain health, everybody needs good health. That's a Tzarek everybody needs. Tainuk is not. So Chazal came along and said, Zeya was a Tzarek breathes. But Tainuk is a separate group. So that which people wash their whole body, that is not necessarily a healthy thing. Being the Zeya of the whole body, that is a healthy thing. That's what Chazal said. So he says, therefore, this is interesting, Pnei Yeshua. He says, therefore, smoking, everybody knows smoking is good for your health. Right? Because smoking helps with digestion, which it does, by the way. A person has one cigarette after a meal, the nicotine will stimulate the digestive system and it will help your digestion. If you have two cigarettes, it will depress your digestive system and it will and be negative. If you only have one, it's not depending on you, it's healthy. Everybody needs brius, like Tosfos says. So therefore, it's mutter to smoke and no. Even most people don't smoke. So it's not defined by how many people do it, he says. What type of tzarek is it? Is it tzarek which is defined as a shovel and nevesh type of a tzarek? Or a non-shovel and nevesh type of a tzarek? Which means, theoretically, we can have 90% of Kleisel does mugmer. Right? And 10% does Zeya, and Zeya is mutter, mugmer is also. Because mugmer is tiny, Chazal said. And Zeya is briefs. That's what Ben Yeshua says. It doesn't depend on numbers, but what? It depends on what type of usage it was. Important Bnei Yeshua. Okay, nowadays, the poskim, which is, you know, a lot of persons say that nowadays that they've misbarred that cigarette smoking is not necessarily good for your health, right? So it's hard to say that the Bnei Yeshua's heter for the term reuse applies. And therefore, there are many poskim which are against smoking on Yom Tov. That's Shalavan is at the rice smoking on Yom Tov. There are some people who do it. Still, apparently, they hold it that it's more of certain breeze than in America.
Many posts
can be like, all many posts would say it's also nowadays.
It's a revenue. Even though it's not being damaged now, though, it's like if you smoke a cigarette now, you're not going to fall down and die or whatever. I'm saying long term, it's going to hurt you. So if you're doing it now, the health benefits are now, and the sarfer is not now. So would that be considered somewhat of a...
You could argue like that, but the problem is probably the health, the benefits
are...
No, they add up. It's hard to call it to start breathing.
So if you have 35 cigarettes, then it's also. If you have one cigarette, you're okay.
I don't know. It's hard to call it to start breathing. And just, you know, we're getting off topic. There's a fascinating Deborah Tziner. He says, you know, listen, historically, Kleisel, they smoked on Yom Tov. Many places, there was a shiloh, but many places, people smoked, they smoked on Yom Tov, they were doing Yisurim. It's not comfortable saying that. He says, he opposes that it's also. Smoke nowadays, he says, the difference is very simple. Imagine, picture your person lived 300 years ago before the Industrial Revolution started. How much pollutants were in the air? What pollutants were in the air? You know, the person made a fire, there was some, you know, there was some carbon, you know, in the air. Like, what was in the air already? They were breathing fresh air. In the world that you breathe in fresh air, one cigarette did not impact the lungs. You're living in a world nowadays that we have enough pollutants going into our lungs anyway, that anyway, halavai, we should be healthy. So then, smoking cigarettes is very dangerous. It impacts you very negatively. That's what he suggests. Okay. Getting back over here. So, comes along, so this Pnei Yeshua is very important. It means Chazal came along and said, Chazal remag there, that washing kol gufay is called a tainuk. I just told you, Tum Pnei Yeshua, you have a tainuk, which 100% of the people do, it's still called a tainuk. And it's also doing Yom Tov. Because it's not defined by how many people do it. It's defined by what Hagdara Chazal gave to him. Tells you what? The doctors argue with Chazal. Doctors say, no, washing your whole body is hygienically good for you. So now I have a question, who do I believe? Do I believe the doctors? The doctors said nowadays it's different, and therefore our bodies, it's a question of reuse, which is mutter, according to Bnei Yeshua. Or is it a question of time? I'm not sure I'm ready to accept the doctors over a Pnei Yeshua.
It would be curious to what you're saying about Yishon, that now because the change in circumstance made it so the opposite. If someone showers often, could be his body
Could be.
Needs it more.
Exactly. So now, again, but it means I'm dealing with a question of it's a deraisa. And I'm saying, I only swore that change and that it doesn't apply. Therefore, we matter. That's a big thing the person taking on their shoulders. Okay, number one. Two. Number two, according to the Rambam, this is not negayah. Because according to the Rambam, it's also Gzeiras America, it says Gzeiras remain forever. Number three, according to the Rashba, the Rashi came along and said that Chazal Asur and Isur Drabonon, Eber is also. The only thing which is Mutter is, so means the right. They never talk of Kol Gufa because Kol Gufa was also the Raisa. So if a person would want to take a shower, so the Gzeiras still play, so it's interesting halacha. You're going to tell me like this. But nowadays, this one is that, Rahid is called Kufoy is Mutter, because Shavuot Chol Nefesh. But Eber is also the Gzeiras Drabonon, because the Gzeiras still stands the truth in place. And that's what would come out according to the Rashi. Okay, so the mice, so you have to be very careful if you want to take a shower. You better make sure you wash your whole body at one time, not every, which is impossible to do because nobody does that. You can't do your whole body at one time. So therefore, we also have to rush. So look, the mice, I am not going to matter it. Not going to matter. Okay. I want to finish. I'm sorry. Okay. 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 Now, good. That's the lomnisha part of this year. Okay. Halakha l'mais. So the Shulchan Aruch brings like this. So a person is allowed to heat up. We don't heat water. We don't heat water. So what does it mean? What are we just talking about heating water? Again, the malacha over here is I'm allowed to do a malacha letzarech washing my body. I turn on the hot water in my house, and how does hot water come out? How do I get hot water? So I have a hot water heater. So assuming that I have a hot water heater which has a tank. Not a tankless hot water heater, that's a whole different ballgame. That's for sure more challenging because you turn it on mamish to heat it up. I have a tank, I have a 40-gallon tank downstairs full of hot water. How does the hot water get to my sink? Water pressure. It's attached, that hot water heater is attached to the main, which comes with pressure. And there's an intake going into the hot water heater on the bottom. The intake is always in the bottom because the cold water starts out in the bottom. And there's an outlet which comes up out on top, where that's the hot water comes out because hot water rises. And there's an outlet which comes out. If I turn off the intake into my hot water heater, there's no pressure pushing it, you'll get a very minimal amount of water out of your sink because there's vacuum which will pull it. And after a while, it doesn't work anymore. So you can't get hot water out of your sink unless there's new water coming in. I want that new water to come in because I want to get my hot water out. Well, the new water is going to come in, is going to be cooked because this new water is coming in to scalding hot water in the cremation. So that water is going to be cooked. Even if you do not turn on, the thermostat does not turn on and the fire does not turn on, but you're cooking the new water which is coming in. And I want that water to come in. And I'd also like the water to be available to be hot because I don't want it diluting all the other water. So I would like that water to be hot. So I want that water to come in to be cooked in order to be able to get my water out. So I turn on my sink on the to wash my dishes. I'm not doing any malach. I'm just taking the hot water to there already. Yes, I am. I'm doing the malach of cooking the new water coming in. That's why I can't turn on hot water on Shabbos. You know, Shabbos, you know, you would argue, even if it's not, it's seek ratio for certain, sure it is. It's seek ratio to Nikolai, it also is. I want the water to be cooked. I mean, right now necessarily, but I do want the water to be cooked. So that's why you can't turn on hot water on Shabbos. And it's called a malacha, but Teretz is malacha, l'tzarech hakol nefesh. I'm allowed to wash my dishes. That's called a tzarech of Yom Tov. I'm allowed to wash my dishes. Now I want to turn on the hot water to wash my hands. Fine. I'm allowed to do that. I am cooking something. Tzarech panu b'yad v'ragel b'smot. So I'm allowed to do that on Yom Tov.
Even though it's not direct, even though you're not being netted directly from the
I'm doing a malacha in order to be able to get this thing. I don't care. I'm doing two things. I need to wash my hands. I'm doing a malacha to wash my hands. The water I'm using is not what I did the malacha with, but I'm doing a malacha to wash my hands. So that's called doing a malacha on Yom Tov for the tzarech hakol nefesh, which is what. Okay. Now, is what? However, the kol gufa is also. Kol gufa comes on the Shulchan Aruch, said like this: Ma'im Shulchan may erev Yom Tov. If the water is heated from erev Yom Tov, I haven't turned any water yet. There's no new water in there. There's just the water from before, and it was cooked before Yom Tov. The thermostat went on three times. That was mechlal, not part of my ma'isa. So the guy with this halach, it's like Shulchan may erev Yom Tov. Shulchan may erev Yom Tov. Ma'im Shulchan may erev Yom Tov. You can the chaver paskins. You can use mirechas kol gufa, even mevasachas. So if I didn't use my hot water yet at all on Yom Tov, according to the Shulchan Aruch, water was heated from before Yom Tov. I'd be allowed to turn on the hot water and take a shower. According to the Shulchan Aruch, I'd be allowed to turn on the hot water, Rav Sfardi, turn on the hot water and take a shower, call Gufa Basach.
You have to Cheshbon Hot.
Now, the problem is, the other way I'm washing my Kol Gufa is by doing a Malacha. I can't do a Malacha to wash Kol Gufa. So, Bezman the Chazal, Bezman the Shulchan Aruch, you got a big pot, you pour it over your head, so you know, that was it. Over here, right? So, the only way I can get my hot water is by bringing the water, which I'm cooking. So, I'm cooking water to wash my whole body, which I can't do. Right? So, according to the Tosafot, it would be awesome. Right.
Even though you're not using that water.
Comes the Shulchan Aruch and says that this halacha, the allowed to do it, is only in Chutz Americas. The Americas is also. You can't do it in Americas because there's not the round problem. Is there's an there's Americas. There's Americas, he says, applies even by water which is heated from before Yom Tov. We don't go to Americas. We have a shower. We have a bath. We have a shower. What's the status of our shower, of our bath? So the modern poskim grapple with it because it really wasn't such an item beforehand. What's the status of it? They don't come up with the halacha. There's a sefer Hilchos HaMoedim. He wants to suggest that, which is based the idea isn't his, it's an earlier idea, that a person would go into the shower without taking off all of his clothing. So that's not merichot. By definition, he's proving it's not merichot. He's wearing some of his clothing. So a person who wears, let's say, his underpants and something like that, goes into the shower, people go into the shower. And we haven't dealt with the issue of the heating issue, just dealt with the issue of the xeris merichot of going into the shower.
He did it.
Comes the Rambam.
On Yom Tov.
Comes the Rambam, and Rambam says, some say that merichot, it's also becholin, which means, mayim shulchan merichot b'yom tov. It's also also. And that's the minute. The minute of the Rambam says that's the minute. Now this is a minig drabon. It's a minig. It's not even a drabon. It's a minig that, okay. So the application of this comes. The Mishabur says the minig doesn't apply to a child. Doesn't apply to a child. So for tzarech atinik, there are certain kulas, which for those of you which are negayat, I gave a share about it to the ladies a while back. Okay. If a person wants to go into a shower now, so what's the question? If a person wants to go to a shower nowadays, he wants to wash, mix his kufa up to half of his body. So I'll go in at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll do one half, I'll go back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the other half. It's mutter. Because each time you're doing less than Roiv Kufa. So now, there's two issues we have to talk about. You have to talk about, there is a, the Rambam comes along and says, what's the status? There's a minig Yisrael not to be roichitz, even in cold water. By Shabbos and by Yom. There's a minig Yisrael not to be roichitz even in cold water. What's the minig Yisrael about? Minig Yisrael is about, it was talking about in the rivers where there was no merichitz issues or nothing. There's a minig, there was four reasons which the Achronim give for the minig. It's a Trumas Hadesh and says it was, they give four different reasons for the minig. They all apply to Shabbos, not all of them apply to Yom Tov, but that's the minig. Comes from Rosh, and Rosh says that a shower, there's no minig Yisrael about a shower because they didn't have showers. So in Europe, they didn't have a minig Yisrael about showers. But in Maisa, he says in America, the minig is not to do it. He's not sure why the minig is not to do it. Because it's not very not clear there should be any such minig. He said, but now that became the minig, you should not be matur it. Not be matur. Comes along over there in Simon Shin Chofa. Mishabura quotes what Kivega over there says, that this minig doesn't apply, but welcome a person to meet Steyer. So Moshe says, Kabul Kharber, by a shower, if a person to meet Steyer, it's mutur. So a person wants to take a cold shower, fully cold shower, if you can handle it, 100% mutur. Without any shot. There's no minig. The guy be that, you can take a fully cold shower. Then I can do aver less than half of the body. I can do aver less than half of the body. So I can do the whole body, and then you know if the parts where I feel were dirtier and I want to wash them off, it better. I can do that with and I can use the hot water up to mix the scoop fight. So the Ramah says over there by Shabbos that mayim shehuchim me erev Shabbos up the mitzvah gufa is mutter. So it comes along over here. The Berlacha says there's something on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is mutter. So it comes the Berlacha over here in Yom Tov in Tavkuf Yud Aleph and says, well, we'll apply the same idea to Yom Tov. It's not a good sushdel. He says. Then the day he's masking, maybe it is. You know, because over there he told me, he said, "The rabbi, we're talking about a child washing, cooking water. Maybe some davka pony at regular mamish." No, he comes out. You can be soymach on the other avorim up to mix. Up to this good, you can be soymach. The person can take a shower on Yom Tov, especially the second day you want to be mako. The person wants to take a shower up to cold water his whole body, up to right of his body, even in warm water will be mutter. And only that, you can go back a while later, and you can do the second half. Even though you're heating water on Yom Tov for that purpose, that is going to be mutter. If you could have a scenario where a person would want to use water, which if you could get a scenario which water was cooked beforehand, it's not going to be cooked now. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common. We deal with a shemesh. The guy be this halacha. It's a big shayla because dude shemesh is not bishul deraisa. It's bishul derabbanan. So we deal with it the same as a bishul deraisa. The other hand, it relies on gravity. So I can turn off the intake and still get my water. So that's mayim shulchan meir. I can deal with that as mayim shulchan meir of Yom Tov through the night. By daytime, this whole shayla, because it's reheating it through the process of the shemesh again. But through the night, it's radically, I can rely on it. Now, one more thing. Okay, water pressure has limitations. Water pressure, basically, so you remember you all grew up in your young years, you know, with the water tower, and no building in the town was higher than a certain height of the water tower. That's how gravity works. The water runs down from the height of the all the way up from the 50 feet up, goes down into the ground, and comes back up to 50 feet, not higher. The problem is my high rise building is 100 feet tall. So how do I get my water to the top of the thing? Use a pump. So it comes out. You know, if I'm using a pump to get the water to the top of the thing, I don't need the water pressure to get it to the top of the thing. So if a person lives in a high-rise building, which the way you get the water to the top of the thing is not through the water pressure, which that's a nichel, I want the water to go in, I want it to heat up, etc. Right? It's based on the pump pushing it up to the top, because it won't go up based on water pressure. So then the car, it's a secret ratio lichbislay. You know, to me, it's not nageya. You know, one way or the other, whether the water comes in. I mean, yeah, eventually you're going to get it to me because I don't want the water to run out. But I imagine, since you're dealing with the holding tank of the high-rise building is more than 40 gallons, hopefully, right? You know, it's hundreds of gallons. So, I mean, this mice of water coming in, you could argue, secretly. The water does come in. They, you know, they don't have to turn it off. But theoretically, they could turn off the intake valve and still give you hot water the whole, you know, for X amount of time until all the water runs out. So then you could argue in a scenario where the water was hooked on the air, may air of Yom Tov, there'd be mutter. Now, practically, that's not an issue. Because we paskin, if it's hooked on the Yom Tov, even if it's hooked on the heter, you don't have this heter. And means as soon as somebody took water, so new water came in. So we don't know practically what there is. But the gabi, the issues of dealing with derises, you're not dealing with derises anymore. And I'm not dealing with any issues of derises. So maybe there's certain cases where you could be more mako, the minig of the ramo, etc. You could be more mako. So up to mixes gufa, you know, up to katsi gufa, you could be mako. So that theoretically would apply to people who live in one of the few advantages of living in an apartment building. Okay, let's see what cover the cover.
Let's say one turned on the hot water to wash the child. Can you then leave it running and then take a shower yourself? And not haram, you really need to wash the child. Or you need to wash your hands, and you need to wash your hands, leave it running, you want to come back later.
So if someone has that question, Lachara, once you turn it on for them, and the taco that was true, then, you know, once it's running. Right. So the Lachara should be mutter. He says, but according to the Torah, you would argue that it's mutter. The problem is, according to the Rambam, you still have Xeris Merchants. And the Shulchan Aruch is question for the Rambam.
You go in wearing some clothing.
So you go in wearing some clothing, it's theoretically mutter. Right. You still have the Rashba also, which you have to figure out. Now, one last thing, I just want to talk about this. Halacha L'maaseh, I just want to talk about medications. Halacha L'maaseh, the Mishmur passes. You can't carry medications. Outside of an Erev, a person should not be carrying medications. No, it's life-threatening, obviously. But the person, you know, he's on antibiotics. So he's allowed to take a yomtiv. They're not mokses. He's allowed to take them on yomtiv. He's a chelo kogufay. But you can't carry them. You know, you can't carry them outside of an eruv because it's not considered shavu l'chol nefesh. And I mean, smoking. I have problems with smoking during the weekdays. I'm not sure that's mutter halachically. That you're allowed to do it. The Tzitzel Yasser has a true, we have passed that is also. It's also. Smoking is also. On weekdays. You have a problem, you have a chiyah shmiras hanefesh. You have a chiyah shmiras hanefesh. What?
Someone taking a cold shower. Soap and shampoo.
Soap and shampoo. So liquid soap is mutter. By definition of liquid, you have to care. Oh, well, yeah, there was one important thing. You have to care about schita. You can't squeeze hairs. We pass on the schita basar. So a person, while they're washing themselves, it's less of an issue. You're not really squeezing out, you know, getting liquid out. But when you're drying, you can pat lightly any place where there's. Any place which is has a kinu star, I mean, hair on your hands is not what you're talking about, but under the armpits, etc., and obviously, you know, beard, payas. You can only pat lightly. You can't squeeze. Regards to using soap, so there's two issues with using soap. You obviously can't use a bar of soap because that's mamachek, which is not mutter and yomtiv. But anything which pours easily, you know, it doesn't have to be. It takes a little bit of time. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be totally liquid. That's still considered a liquid for this purpose. Mm-hmm. So liquid soap, you know, I know some people are very mocked with they dilute their liquid soap, and you know, it's like 3/4 water. I don't think it's necessary. Most liquid soaps do pour easily. Foaming, you know, the ones which are coming, they're a liquid, and you press the thing, it comes out as a foam. That's more of an issue because you're being merled into making it into a foam. I think the way they come is that they talk of the foam lasts for a while. If it would, you know, just, you know, very quickly dissipate, go back to all liquid, be mutter. It's not a real shinu. That's the whipped cream issue, making, you know, the whipped cream cans. But if it stays for a while, so it's a problem of being more limited to foam with a different form. But if regular liquid soap is mutter, and shampoo powder should be the same thing. It depends on what, you know, depends how fancy your shampoo is, the thicker it is, you know. The thinner it is, the better. You know, cheap CVS 99-cent brand is the best for these type of things.
Shampooing hair is not considered mosquito by actually shampooing it.
What calls about water is it's called something soaked with water. You know,
it's squeezing out the water. The more water is constantly.
Yeah, so that's not an issue. It's like, yeah. What?
Soap
whipped cream, marlad on Yom Tov is an issue. We pass marlad on Yom Tov the same as Shabbos. Therefore, to make it, but if it doesn't last, a lot of them they very quickly, you know, become liquidy again. So it's more difficult.